This is Michael Johnson, and on this podcast, we're going to be talking about Intel and their introduction of new microprocessors for server computers. On the line with me is Tom Kilroy, who is the Vice President and General Manager of the Digital Enterprise Group at the Intel Corporation. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Michael.
Now, let's start out by maybe you can tell me a little bit about the new Intel Xeon 5100 series of server processors.
Sure. We're real excited, Michael, announcing on Monday this new line of processors. It's the Xeon 5100 series, formerly known as Woodcrest. And this is really the first generation of processors coming from our new Core microarchitecture. And really what that's delivering is the best of both worlds in terms of, you know, the highest, best-performing processors along with incredible energy efficiency. So this is the real breakthrough of this new microarchitecture, and the Xeon 5100 series is the first output.
Well, let's back up a little bit. And what is the Intel Core microarchitecture, and why is it so unique?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned earlier, it combines the best of both performance and power optimization, and we've had for years the benefits of the NetBurst architecture, microarchitecture, which was based, you know, what Pentium 4 was based on. So we're really taking the performance from that microarchitecture and marrying that, if you will, with the energy efficiency of the Banias microarchitecture, which is what the Centrino Mobile technology has been based off of. So we're delivering the best of both. We're just incredible performance breakthrough to what we've been shipping in the marketplace over the course of the last year, even with our current dual core lineup. But really that breakthrough energy efficiency that we've been able to, you know, deliver in the mobile platform via Centrino.
Now, Intel claims that the Core microarchitecture gives the Xeon 5100 the undeniable lead in performance, power efficiency, and price. That's a pretty big claim. How do you back that up?
Well, I'd say we back it up by real benchmarks that have been done, industry standard benchmarks. We, on the 23rd of May, posted over 25 industry standard benchmarks, and these are published in conjunction, obviously, with our, you know, fellow travelers, our partners like Dell, HP, IBM, many other OEMs around the world. And, you know, a number of these performance per watt benchmarks were also validated by third parties like Principal Technology. So all industry standard with our partners, really running typical workloads across all kinds of different vertical market software applications. So, you know, how we're backing it up is real-life benchmark data that shows the leadership.
Maybe you can explain for me the advantages of Intel's platform concept, in particular Bensley. How does the new Xeon 5100 series enhance that?
Well, if you look at what we're delivering, first of all, it's energy-efficient performance is really the real promise we're delivering on. But we're also delivering, you know, clearly the best two-way platform for virtualization technology. And we're building also on what's always been a staple of the Xeon family of servers, and that's stability and reliability as well. So the 5100 series in particular is going to be offering much of what I said relative to the benefits of what the Core microarchitecture is going to deliver in terms of, you know, performance optimization with our large shared cache. We're going to have the capability in the platform as well to really speed up the bus architecture. So the bandwidth within the platform itself will be delivering a dual independent bus up to 1333 megahertz in performance. And we're also delivering with the platform a leading memory technology. It's called FBDIMM. So that's bringing roughly 4 times the memory capacity and 3 times faster memory capability. And finally, we have, you know, again, part of this platform promise to, you know, improve CPU utilization, reduce network traffic, something called Intel I/O acceleration technology. So it's really combining the performance optimization through those capabilities along with the reliability that we've always offered in our platforms.
Well, I'm reading here, and maybe you can explain this to me. The statistics I've got here say that you can get 125% better performance with a 35% reduction in energy consumption. That's pretty forward-looking. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, look at it this way. We've you know, been leading in shipping 65 nanometer So this is a process technology capability that Intel's always been a clear leader in. We've been shipping 65 nanometers since the fourth quarter. What that alone does from a silicon process standpoint, it gives us about 20% improvement in transistor performance at about 30% or so lower switching power. So you take that capability of, with our process technology, along with what I've mentioned a few times in terms of the combination of energy efficiency as well as the performance optimization of the Intel Core microarchitecture, those two are really going to deliver this, you know, incredible, as you say, performance boost as well as you know, great improvement in terms of energy efficiency.
Now, I've heard the analogy made about the Xeon 5100 processors that they're like a bit like a hybrid car. Can you explain that analogy a little bit?
Well, I think it's just following through on the theme. If you look at a hybrid car today, I guess it's certainly going to be delivering on energy efficiency. That's what's kind of driving that type of vehicle in the marketplace today. But what we're saying is, you know, we're going to be able to deliver that capability, but you're not going to have to, in the least bit, sacrifice on performance. And that's probably where it would deviate a little bit, because what we're saying here is we're going to deliver a more energy-efficient platform or processor, but while we do that, we're going to greatly improve performance. And as you said, it's by 125%.
Now, Intel has always been known for its meticulous manufacturing process, and I'm led to believe that that plays a large role in achieving the benefits of this new processor. Can you explain that process a little bit?
Well, again, as I said, it's our 65-nanometer process technologies affording us the opportunity to get this 20% improvement in transistor performance and at a 30% lower power, lower switching power.
So when someone is looking at purchasing new servers, what should buyers be thinking about when they're looking at maybe going on to the next generation of servers and upgrading their business?
Well, I think, again, what we try to do here is deliver a platform, if you will, that addresses what the enterprise is looking for, and that is, you know, to help reduce total cost of ownership, address that, and, you know, power efficiency is certainly going to do that. So I think energy efficiency is very, very important, but we're also saying you shouldn't have to sacrifice on performance. The data is just exploding in the enterprise, more and more data being created, stored, and manipulated, and that's going to require, you know, significantly higher performing platforms. So it's that's going to deliver on that promise for sure. The other thing that's happening is there's going to be a consolidation of servers to, again, address better utilization of resources in the enterprise. And we're first to market with hardware virtualization technology with our VT capability. And this is really unleashing a capability in conjunction with the software VMM providers to really help drive virtualization, server consolidation, and deliver on total cost of ownership improvements for the enterprise. And we do that certainly by all the innovation we're offering on our platform, but also engaging a strong ecosystem. So working, you know, not just with VMware, Zen, Microsoft, but also, you know, helping enable this capability with many independent software vendors that are needing to tune their applications, if you will, to take full advantage of virtualization. So energy efficiency, you know, the best two-way virtualization capability, and then certainly, as I said before, you know, building on the long-standing stability and reliability of the Xeon platform.
Well, Greg, I've been speaking on the podcast today with Tom Kilroy, who's the Vice President and General Manager of the Digital Enterprise Group for the Intel Corporation. We've been speaking on the new Xeon 5100 series. And so before we go, is there a website where one can go to check out stats and information about the Xeon 5100 series?
Sure. There's a website called www.intelstartyourengines.com.
Tom Kilroy, it's been great having you on the podcast today.
Thanks, Michael.